Chapter 11. Rachel followed President Herney out onto the glistening gangway of Air Force One. As they descended the stairs, Rachel felt the bleak March air clearing her mind. Unfortunately, clarity only made the president's claim seem more outlandish than before. NASA made a discovery of such scientific importance that it validates every dollar Americans have ever spent in space? Rachel could only imagine that a discovery of that magnitude would only center on one thing, the holy grail of NASA, contact with extraterrestrial life. Unfortunately, Rachel knew enough about that particular holy grail to know it was utterly implausible. As an intelligence analyst, Rachel constantly fielded questions from friends who wanted to know about the alleged government cover-ups of alien contact. She was consistently appalled by the theories her educated friends bought into. Crashed alien saucers hidden in secret government bunkers. Extraterrestrial corpses kept on ice. Even unsuspecting civilians being abducted and surgically probed. It was all absurd, of course. There were no aliens. No cover-ups. Everyone in the intelligence community understood that the vast majority of sightings and alien abductions were simply the product of active imaginations or money-making hoaxes. When authentic photographic UFO evidence did exist, it had a strange habit of occurring near U.S. military air bases that were testing advanced classified aircraft. When Lockheed began air testing a radical new jet called the Stealth Bomber, UFO sightings around Edwards Air Force Base increased 15-fold. "You have a skeptical look on your face," the president said, eyeing her askance. The sound of his voice startled Rachel. She glanced over, unsure how to respond. "Well," she hesitated, "may I assume, sir, that we're not talking about alien spacecrafts or little green men?" The president looked quietly amused. "Rachel, I think you'll find this discovery far more intriguing than science fiction." Rachel was relieved to hear NASA had not been so desperate as to try selling the president on an alien story. Nonetheless, his comments served only to deepen the mystery. "Well," she said, "whatever NASA found, I must say the timing is exceptionally convenient." Herney paused on the gangway. "Convenient? How so?" "How so?" Rachel stopped and stared. "Mr. President, NASA is currently in a life-or-death battle to justify its very existence, and you are under attack for continuing to fund it. A major NASA breakthrough right now would be a panacea for both NASA and your campaign. Your critics will obviously find the timing highly suspect."
"So, are you calling me a liar or a fool?"
Rachel felt a knot rise in her throat. "I meant no disrespect, sir. I simply..."
"Relax."
A faint grin grew on Herney's lips, and he started to descend again.
"When the NASA administrator first told me about this discovery, I flat out rejected it as absurd. I accused him of masterminding the most transparent political sham in history."
Rachel felt the knot in her throat dissolve somewhat. At the bottom of the ramp, Herney stopped and looked at her.
"One reason I've asked NASA to keep their discovery under wraps is to protect them. The magnitude of this find is well beyond anything NASA has ever announced. It will make landing man on the moon seem insignificant. Because everyone, myself included, has so much to gain and lose, I thought it prudent for someone to double-check the NASA data before we step into the world's spotlight with a formal announcement."
Rachel was startled.
"Certainly you can't mean me, sir."
The president laughed.
"No, this is not your area of expertise. Besides, I've already achieved verification through extra-governmental channels."
Rachel's relief gave way to a new mystification.
"Extra-governmental, sir? You mean you use the private sector? On something this classified?"
The president nodded with conviction.
"I put together an external confirmation team. 4 civilian scientists. Non-NASA personnel with big names and serious reputations to protect. They use their own equipment to make observations and come to their own conclusions.
Over the past 48 hours, these civilian scientists have confirmed the NASA discovery beyond the shadow of a doubt.